Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing attraction is not a choice. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back to today's podcast. And today we are going to be discussing attraction is not a choice. And whether you are trying to attract somebody new or whether you are trying to get your ex back, it is very important to understand that attraction is not a choice. Attraction is on a subconscious level and it is not something that can be reasoned with. You cannot persuade somebody to feel romantic attraction for you. It is subconscious. And as soon as you understand that, you give yourself a better chance of attracting someone because ultimately, attraction is connected to sexual polarity. And sexual polarity is something that I've gone into a lot of depth on in other podcasts. So if you would like to know more about that, I suggest you subscribe to my podcasts and check out the ones that I've done on sexual polarity. But today, we're going to be looking more broadly on attraction is not a choice. And just in case you was wanting almost some evidence on this, then I thought I would go through a few examples of it at play. And we'll start off with affairs. Now, nobody likes affairs. There's nothing really positive that comes out of an affair in most instances. An affair is something that even the people involved generally do not set out to do. So why do they have an affair? Why do they risk a lot, you know, just for a few moments here and there? And it's because attraction is not a choice. If attraction was a choice, then the vast majority of people that have had affairs would not have had an affair because most people do not set out to cheat on their partner or to be with somebody who has got their own partner. Most people would not actively decide that this would be a good route to go down. And the only reason that they do, for the people who do make that decision, is because attraction is not a choice and they feel that primal instincts, that primal urge. And this is kind of what I'm on about because attraction is primal. It is subconscious, it is connected to sexual polarity, and it is not something that can be easily understood or easily explained. So if you're trying to reattract your ex, for instance, you need to realize that nothing obvious is going to help you. You're not going to be able to persuade your ex to take you back. And if you're finding somebody attractive that, you know, you've not even met properly, maybe you work in the same place, or maybe you go to the same club or group, and quite possibly you haven't even really had a big interaction, maybe you just had a few small chats, but you feel a lot of attraction for this person, and you know, you might already feel more than just physical attraction. And that can seem slightly strange if you've only had a few conversations and you're thinking, well, how can that be? Because I've not even really spoke to them, but I actually feel this on like a deeper level. And it's because it's not a choice. You know, if you had choice on who you felt attraction to, it would be somebody who you had a lot of opportunity with, somebody who maybe you saw a lot more than a few glancing conversations in a workplace or a group. It would be somebody who you see a lot of, for instance. And again, you know, we can't decide who we're attracted to. It's something that is deep inside. It is primal. It is based on sexual polarity. And ultimately, it is something that will get the better of us if we don't work really hard to kind of put this to one side. Because going back to the analogy and example of somebody who's having an affair, it is often the case that even when, you know, they both people know this is wrong, both people know that it's going to end in pain for various people, not just probably themselves, but the partners involved, they still can't help themselves. And it's because the pull of attraction is so strong that it takes a really strong mindset to actually counter it. So let's look at another example of attraction not being a choice, and let's use the legendary kind of works of William Shakespeare and Romeo and Juliet. And you don't have to know this work particularly well to understand the point that Romeo and Juliet were from families which they should not be feeling attracted to each other, because if they did, it would cause a lot of stress and pain and ultimately disaster, as it did. And you know, that was written just to kind of really showcase the fact that attraction is not a choice, that love will conquer all. And this is because if they had a choice of who they felt attracted to, they would not have picked each other, because they knew that it would not have ended well. Now, I appreciate this is a work of fiction, but that, you know, that's irrelevant really. It's a work of fiction based on the realities of the world, and how that we can all see examples of people feeling attracted to people who, you know, it would make their life a lot easier if they didn't. And if you're trying to get your ex back, or if you are trying to attract somebody for the very first time, this is why it's important to understand all of this, because you can't just approach them and say, look, we should be together because of X, Y, and Z. We, you know, we should be together because this works and that works and this fits into a nice little box and everything will be great. It's not like that. It's subconscious, it's on a much deeper level, it involves sexual polarity. So all I would suggest is, if you are trying to attract somebody for the first time, you really need to understand sexual polarity a lot more than you probably do already. It seems to be something that is still quite mystical to people, you know. It seems that it's quite an uncommon subject. So check out my podcasts on sexual polarity, and I also do have a book on my website which is specifically written to help heterosexual men attract women, and that is based on the sexual polarity concept. Now, even if you are not in that demographic, you might find that book helpful, although some of the chapters would not be directly kind of aimed at you. The concept of sexual polarity is relevant for everybody, and you can kind of associate it with yourself and your own situation. If, however, you're at the other angle of all of this and you are trying to re-attract your ex, you're trying to get your ex back, and you're wondering why attraction doesn't seem to be a choice, then you might want to check out another book that I've written on my website, which is specifically designed to try and help you get your ex back. And that, again, will look at things from all perspectives in that type of problem that you have. And that is for everybody. It doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're gay or straight, you know, that book is for all relationships and trying to get your ex back. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and although it's quite a simple, short message, it is incredibly important, because as soon as you understand that you can't attract somebody by persuasion and ultimately by their choice and their decision, and once you realize that it's not almost up to them, it's up to a greater power, it's up to their subconscious, then you can realize that your strategy to try and attract somebody has to be on a deeper level as well. So I will drop another podcast soon, and I hope you all have a great day.